from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it. Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll fight. This is Paul Ronell.
No, I know. I introduced you.
Ronell Rooster.
He is my emotional support alligator.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. And not to get ahead of ourselves, but we might have an instant classic on our hands.
Nice.
We might have an instant classic. We go to the great state of Kentucky, one of the few I think I've never been to in my existence. Ooh. I can't imagine ever going through Kentucky.
I think when you fly into Cincinnati, you actually fly into Kentucky. I think it
doesn't count. You ever spent a night in Kentucky?
No.
That sounds like a horror movie.
No, I've never, not once. But I think I've flown into Cincinnati.
Okay.
Which I think is technically Kentucky.
That's close.
Yeah, very close.
Although Ohio, I believe, is Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah.
About right
the airport,
there.
You think, is it Kentucky?
I think it's on the other side of the river, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how maps work, but I do know
that.
We got a classic. So we go down to the great state of Kentucky for this.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers?
That's right, folks. We're dealing with a porch pooper.
If that doesn't reel you in, what's going to reel you in?
I'm sold already.
Yeah,
this
seriously.
Lady's disgusted. She's been given the news. She has to report the news. She doesn't really want to. But yet here we are. So porch pirates, Jones, you live in a city, so
yep.
You're probably more familiar with porch pirates. Sadly, there are some real sickos out there that will steal your packages. You might get a sweet Amazon package waiting for you when you get home, or
mm-hmm.
not so fast, my friend. Somebody has removed it. That's where there's a lot of cameras, right? You put cameras
oh,
on
yeah.
your doors,
yeah,
and you can see what's going on. This is different than the porch pirate. This is a porch pooper. Which I assume you can figure out what's happening.
I'm
here.
Not as familiar with that.
Yeah. Thankfully.
But I think it's got to exist.
It's out there.
It obviously yeah. does.
It does. Sadly, we have at least one story to tell.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers? Don't know any other way to say it.
It's fine. The alliteration.
Pops. Can I yeah. hear that one more? Because I do like how she paused kind of
yeah.
for dramatic effect. Do you
yeah.
think she paused for dramatic effect? Or do you think she was like, I can't believe you guys are making me do this.
We're doing this story. I said I wasn't going to do it, but here it is on prompter. I can't not
it
do
it. It might be more yeah, that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What about porch poopers? Don't know any other way to say it.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, shouting out her family members.
I went to the Newhouse School yeah. of Communications.
I did not do 4 years in Syracuse, New York to be reading this.
Right now, LMPD is looking for a man who has been using the bathroom on Louisville homeowner's porch all week long.
All week long. It's been
nice.
Doing this all week long. Not
nice.
A one-off, not an emergency.
Yeah.
Although still hard to talk your way around that one. But
yeah, but
this is all week. This has been happening.
One's pretty defensible.
Once, listen.
Hey, it yeah. happened.
I had a
it happened.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
I didn't have food poisoning.
I'm not proud of it, but it happened.
I had food poisoning.
Yeah, I did.
You brought toilet paper.
Check the stool.
Ward Jollis tracked down the homeowner and spoke with him about being targeted by a porch pooper. Listen.
She's going back to it. It's the only way to say it. And I'm going to double down. I'm going to double down.
Porch pooper.
Right.
Listen, a warning.
Brady Jones, she's going to give you a she's giving us a warning.
She editorializing here.
Yeah, well, she wants to step in here first.
Okay.
Well, we won't show you everything, okay? We won't show you everything. Some may be grossed out by this video.
Some?
Oh, man.
Who isn't? If you're not grossed out by this video, we need to make note of you. We need to put you on a list. I'm not growing. I kind of like this video.
Yeah.
Do you have the unedited version of this video?
Is there other dark corners of the interwebs?
Big black bar on it.
Yeah. Other corners of the interwebs where I can see what's going on here.
Yeah. So I can avoid it. I just want to make sure I know where not to go.
What's the URL just so I know not to go there?
It all started with this. Sunday night, a young man in a red shirt walks up to one Louisville home well after midnight and begins peering inside. The homeowners have no clue. After a few seconds, the man runs away in his socks and disappears into the night.
He's the shoeless porch pooper.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
he don't leave footprints.
No, well, you're leaving footprints. It's not shoe prints.
Oh, but you don't want to go barefoot either.
No, he's wearing socks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Just in case there's any kind of...
Don't want the forensics to get your footprints.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
socks.
Yeah.
But the next night, he returns and leaves a horrific surprise.
It was premeditated, Jones.
Yeah.
He went the night before to scout it out.
Oh, so the first time he didn't do anything?
No.
He just scouted.
He peered in the window, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I got this. Shows up the next night, also wearing the red shirt. So he's the red-shirted, shoeless porch pooper. He's got calling cards for days.
Yeah.
And he's leaving an incredible amount of DNA at the scene, which I feel like this guy should be locked up immediately.
Much more, yeah.
It's like, hey, we have any fingerprints? Like, well,
I got good and bad news for you. No fingerprints.
Get an update on that for you.
But ample amount of evidence.
We know everything about this guy.
Four bags of evidence. This is what we have.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this.
By the way, the homeowner, the victim of this crime, as it were.
Yeah.
He is being filmed, and it's completely darked out. So we don't know what this guy looks like. Like, I don't know why that needs to happen. He's like, can you please hide my identity? They're like,
I know
sure.
why. No, you don't want to.
Inside job.
Could be that.
Maybe he's doing it. He likes the publicity.
A little bit of that. Likes the notoriety.
Must show off his house.
Turns out it's
him. It was a nice house. I haven't seen the video. It was a nice home. I would say the resale goes down, though.
Well, now.
It's a beautiful house. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Got a nice pool in the back. There is a gentleman that poops every night at midnight on your
front
porch.
Front porch is often used as a toilet.
He wants to be anonymous, and then they cut to a shot behind him where he is absolutely lit correctly. Like, you can make out
It was poorly edited by these people in Kentucky, clearly.
Lots of natural light, beams. original wood floors.
Nice.
They do use the front porch as a toilet.
brand new roof in 2021. absolute public restroom on the porch.
Central air.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice amenities.
It's lovely.
Did we mention, there's one thing. There's a guy who uses your front as a toilet every night.
What I thought was a cat poop.
The home.
A lot of cat poop.
What was this guy?
But he's got a camera. He's got one of those Ring cameras or whatever.
What was this guy eating to make it look like a cat poop?
I'm not going
to
get into all that. I don't have all the specifics of the story.
You said it was very premeditated.
Well, he did. He scouted out the location ahead of time.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous, but who will refer to as Jim.
Jim? Let's call him Jim. Why is that? Because his name's Jim. It's not that serious. We're going to call him. He's like, hey, you got to change my name? Sure.
Yeah, Jim. We'll change your name, Jim. Don't worry about it, Jim.
Yeah. All right, we'll call him Jim.
Jimbo.
You're going to change my voice, right? Yeah, we do that all the time. Like the crazy voice modulator. Like we're not doing that, Jim.
No,
let's just call him Jim for the purpose of this story.
It's a pooping on the porch story. We're not going to overthink this
one. It's a 60-second story. They got to give him a fake name. Like, we got it. Just say the victim or the house or the homeowner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous but who we'll refer to as Jim then checked his doorbell camera and realized it was no cat at all.
And it turned out to be a person. And not only did he defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome mat.
Dad, insult to injury at this point. I thought it was bad enough. The cat poop. He also urinated all over the welcome mat. I think this guy's got an enemy.
I got a new welcome mat now.
I think Jim might have an enemy out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And maybe he's not telling us the full story.
You think he's leaving some of this out?
It's possible.
Yeah, who's
What's even more disturbing is that the man returned a third time very next night. Jim got an alert on his phone and tried to confront him, but the man was already gone.
You have no idea who this guy is or why he's doing this.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves.
Behave ourselves. Sounds like you had a talking to, Jim, if I can call you that.
Maybe they're antisocial. Maybe this is what it is.
Something.
Hey, you didn't come to the neighborhood potluck.
That's right. You're supposed to pitch in.
Shot across the bow.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Jim has now filed 3 police reports for each night his home has been targeted, but so far, no arrest. Just a big mess he's now forced to clean up.
Those cat poops, that's a big mess. I think we're exaggerating here a little
feels
bit.
Feels like this guy's rubbing it in. It's not good. It feels like he's left with a big mess.
I'm relieved that he's not violent.
He was relieved as well. That's sort of the nature of the whole story.
Clean up.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed. But it's very disconcerting and disturbing.
In Louisville, War Jealous, Wave News.
Wave News.
Nice.
Nice job, guys. Good story.
Just the facts.
Porch pooper. We're on it.
Porch pirates. But what about porch poopers?
Yeah, what about
Don't know any other way to say it.
I do think the urination was a bit.
That's a
like,
little,
that was, little strong. Now you're really. It's
not
like,
right. Only did he defecate.
Look, here's what I had to do.
Yeah.
But no, I'm
unnecessary.
I'm just going to urinate all over the welcome mat.
Something's up. There's more to this story.
Yeah, you think we should follow this
He's
up.
Also at large.
Yep.
They didn't get him. Right?
No.
He's still out there.
No, well,
Jim could still be. We'll have to circle back next week, see if it's on Wave News again.
It could be. They haven't found him, which does speak to inside job.
Inside job.
It does all point back to Jim.
The scene is covered in DNA. It should not be that hard. I've seen one episode of CSI. You can get this guy locked up before lunch.
It's true. It doesn't sound like the cops are as high on their priority list because you can solve this one very quickly.
Yeah. It's right there for you. They're begging you to solve it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.